Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together we are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it
we
that we do?
We give the people what they want.
This is your weekend exclusive podcast. We want to give you a podcast every single weekend so you can enjoy it while you're mowing the lawn or driving around or going to the beach or whatever you are doing this weekend. We're going to give you one every Friday. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, duh?
A couple things I want to discuss with you. Number one, we talked about a little bit during the television show, but not that much. What's going on in Dallas? We have Harala Bob, athletic article.
Okay.
Then Don Nelson's gone. Then Rick Carlisle's gone.
Can we answer one of those at a time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Rick Carlisle had two more years on his deal. He'd been there for 13 years, won a championship there. Mm-hmm. Why did he wake up in the morning and decide to leave?
Here's what I believe happened in the Rick Carlisle scenario. He got options now. See Indiana, see Boston. Don't be surprised if the latter team hires him ASAP.
Boston?
Correct.
I could see it. What did you say about the Boston job when we were talking about these jobs?
I said that Boston is intriguing to me because of their history. They have a championship or bust infrastructure. They won, 17 chips. That's tied for the Lakers most all time. But since Larry Bird been playing, they've won one. So they're able to draw on that history and have that expectation when you look up and still see those banners and you see all of those amazing retired players. You get to play underneath the banner of Bill Russell, Red Auerbach, like story legends in the history of basketball. And now, Jason Tatum, all NBA, so is Jaylen Brown. But you missed in the draft, Danny Ainge. Since 2005, had more picks than anybody. Wasn't able to really secure it and take it to the next level. Took a chance on Kyrie Irving. That did not work. So now instead of Boston having a big three, the Nets have a big three. I would not be surprised if the team that you grew up praying to a Larry Bird poster doesn't immediately reach out to Rick Carlisle and my Indiana Pacers. I believe those to be two legitimate destinations. So now if you Rick Carlisle, you go into the office with Mark Cuban, the sky's the limit in the conversation. First and foremost, I'm pretty sure it's addressed in Porzingis because Cuban's probably going to tell you, you might get pennies on the dollar, not sure. Pennies on the dollar, not sure I'm going to move them, but I'll try.
Yeah.
Or he's probably saying, hey, why don't you use him a little more in post-ups? Why don't you try to like meet him halfway with this game type of thing and balance off Luka from kind of playing like James Harden in Houston? That's really how he's playing. Like James Harden in Houston. And when you leave out of the office and you realize that Donnie Nelson is gone, he had been there 24 years, I believe, he hires you. The other gentleman that you mentioned is gone. When you're Rick Carlisle, this used to be your team, actually. He and Dirk were the faces of the franchise.
Yep.
And when Dirk left, he was the face of the franchise. Now, Luka is the face of the franchise. And Mark Cuban got how many years?
Two.
Okay. So Rick Carlisle been talking in one or two the last almost 15 years. Now some static interrupting that conversation. It's Luka. Because you got to now take care of whatever he wants you to do.
Whatever Luka wants. He got the leverage right now. Did he sign this extension yet?
No, he hasn't. And so when I look at all of these moves, WWLD.
What would Larry do?
Come on.
What would Luka do?
Where you at, Reg? Yeah, what would Luka do?
Oh. I'm just always thinking about Larry.
Right. What would Luka do? And so if you're Mark Cuban, that's the domino of these moves you hope that are going to keep him happy, not necessarily Carlisle happy. How many championships he won with Carlisle?
One.
How many he hoped to win with Luka?
Three.
Exactly.
How many points did Carlisle average last year? How many triple doubles did he have last year?
Oh, he didn't have any.
Didn't have any.
No, he didn't have any.
That's kind of what it is. Because Luka is getting it done. And we always highlight those that get it done because this segment is brought to you by Grainger. For those who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call them or you can click visit Grainger.com/Jacoby or just stop by one of the many Grainger locations. Jalen, before we move on, two things I want to mention. Number one, The Ultimate Fighter, the reality show that brings top MMA prospects together under one roof to compete for a UFC contract, is back. Watch the season premiere on Tuesday, June 1st, only on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. Second thing I want to talk to you about, Jalen, if you finish listening to Jalen Jacoby and you want more NBA playoff talk injected straight into your ears, we have you covered. Follow the Hoop Collective, the Woj Pod, the Low Post, all throughout the postseason, wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
Mavs, Blazers, Celtics, Pacers, Wiz, Pelicans, Magic, all looking for head coaches.
Okay.
You've given a list of like seven people that deserve head coaching jobs.
Yes, sir.
There's seven head coaching jobs open.
Okay. You want me to place? What up, though?
I do.
How about this? How about I go job by job and give them a head coach?
Job by job?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
I'll make it quick.
No, you won't, but Mavs.
Jamal Mosley, he's sitting right there. Was on Rick Carlisle's staff, got a great relationship with Luka.
Right there.
Help nurture him. Right there, boom. Knows Mark Cuban. Shout out to my guy Michael Finley. He's done a terrific job for a long time in the front office. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a look for the GM. Stay tuned.
Ooh.
This is what I do, fam. Next job.
Celtics.
Rick Carlisle.
Just take
him. You got to give Rick Carlisle the job.
He wore the uniform.
Played with Larry Bird. He's the championship player with the team and a coach. And the Celtics are like the Heat in a different way. They're a secret society. You and I both know it. And if the tie goes to the runner and he's a former Celtic, he's going to get the gig.
Yep.
And he deserves the gig. Now, the person that's going to hire him, Brad Stevens, didn't deserve that gig. But they're going to get it right if they give it to Rick Carlisle.
I honestly think Brad Stevens just has that job because he signed the extension. They don't want that dead money sitting there. That's really what it is. They're just like, oh, we owe him $20 million, so we're just going to have to, well, at least we get something for that.
No,
$20 million.
We're not going to minimize it. No, they gave that man an upgrade. He got fired and failed up. They got enough money. They could have paid him off.
Blazers.
Chauncey Billups. Chauncey! Billups! So they're, I think Neil O'Shea is their president or their general manager. I believe he and Chauncey were with the Clippers at the same time. And on the floor, he'll garner the respect and the trust of Dame Lillard. See, when you're making this decision, you notice when I said Dallas, I mentioned Luka.
Yep.
Right? I'm mentioning Dame right now. I feel like they'll have a solid relationship. And I think he'll do a really good job. He's been knocking on the door for a long time. Chauncey been interviewing for jobs for a while. And he's in the current assistant with the Clippers, Portland Trailblazers. If I was choosing, And all of these are just if I was choosing, I would take Chauncey Billups for the Portland job.
Would you trade CJ McCollum?
Yes.
Me too. And that's no shot at CJ.
No, we love CJ. I think
he would thrive somewhere else.
We love CJ.
I feel like both Dame and CJ would benefit from a CJ trade.
I'm pretty sure if somebody comes to CJ and asked him about media believing in him, he'd be like, Grandland.
I remember. I was there. Pacers. Your Pacers.
My Pacers. Mark Jackson.
What are you for him?
Mark Jackson. He's right there for you. They got Malcolm Brogdon. You have Sabonis. You got Caris LeVert. You're going to get Miles Turner back. He's going to garner respect to the locker room because you know why? Because they seen him what he did in Golden State. See, what the people that hire and fire and power don't understand is the players speak a different voice than them. They really do. And I'm pretty sure that if they hired Mark Jackson, players would love it. Because they saw him talking about the Splash Brothers being the greatest shooting backcourt. Like, it seemed like 20 years ago now. He deserves another opportunity. I've seen Tibbs get another opportunity and do well with it. I've seen Stan Van Gundy get multiple opportunities.
Yeah, both Tibbs and Stan Van Gundy got another opportunity, and then another opportunity, and then another opportunity.
Correct. Like, he deserves another opportunity. So I'll say Mark Jackson, Indiana.
Wiz.
And then I'm going to give you a wild card, too. Make sure we get to a wild card team. Washington Wizards. Bill's still under contract. Russ was terrific when he returned. How about, that's a more attractive job than people realize, too. Because what are their expectations next year?
Playing game.
How many times the Wizards been in the finals?
Zero.
Since like back in the day, Wes Unseld days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they're in the nation's capital, major market. I'm still thinking of who I'm going to get that gig to. How about...
Darvin.
I got you. I know who I want to give that gig to. Somebody that Russ is going to be able to argue with and then go have drinks with. Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell.
New Orleans Pelicans.
New Orleans Pelicans. That's where I go. So they have Zion. They have Brandon Ingram. They're in the Western Conference. Their roster needs reconstruction. It really does. And when you have a guy like Zion, like, don't underestimate this. Zion averaged over 25 this year.
Unstoppable.
You know what I'm saying?
His restricted area numbers are wild. He's like 80% in the restricted area. And one thing that Stan Van Gundy did that I really liked is he was like, we're going to give Zion the ball every possession.
Correct.
We're not going to have someone else dribble it up and run actions for him or whatever. It's like, ball's going to be in his hands. And you know, I've said this. You've heard me say this a million times. At Duke, he was a playmaker.
Yeah.
He had assists. They ran the offense through him, and he provided for others. And I think that he can do that for them. However, defensively, they were trash.
Correct. So in order to get someone to help them improve their defense and work with their bigs like Zion, how about this? Darvin Ham. Because here's what I want people to always pay attention to. It's more than just wins and losses that make certain players stay with certain teams. And so I can speak into this microphone right now and feel like if they don't advance, Coach Bud may or may not lose his job, right? If Giannis didn't like Coach Bud, he wouldn't have resigned.
Good point.
He wouldn't have resigned. He would have did the Luka last year.
Just like Luka, if Coach Bud isn't the coach.
Or the Zion.
You just ask Giannis who he wants. What do you want? Your brother? Do you want one of your brothers to be
correct.
The coach? Whatever
so,
you want.
So I bring that up because if for some reason, they decide to move on from Coach Bud, I'm putting Darvin Ham in that conversation too. That was the wild card. Because he going to work with bigs and make sure they play D. He going to make sure that happens. Like, the Bucks have been terrific defensively. That's what he brings to the team. So, there's another gig.
Magic.
Oh, Penny Hardaway.
Oh, easy. I love the Magic gig because, like, the Magic roster is like Cole Anthony, Jonathan Isaac, Markelle Fultz, Mo Bamba. Like, the expectations are so low for that job.
Jacoby, you and I just bought the Orlando Magic. We're A-Rod.
First phone call.
We're A-Rod and his investor.
First phone call. Whatever you need, Penny. So, however many pennies you need,
so
Penny.
I love Cole Anthony. Shout nephew. He got snubbed from the all-rookie team. I voted for him.
He deserved that. He deserved to be on that team.
But the reason why I got my hands on my chin in disgust, literally, is I like R.J. Hampton. I think he's going to become a player. He got drafted by Denver, didn't fit there. He's in Orlando now. I think he's going to be a player. Markelle Fultz has shown me that he's going to have a long career.
I like Markelle Fultz. You know why I like Markelle Fultz? Because they signed him to an extension.
Correct.
They were like, they saw something in the offseason. I'm not there. I see the games on League Pass. But they saw something in him, and they said, you know what? We're going to give you 3-4 years.
What position do those guys play?
Guard, backcourt.
How good was Penny at playing guard?
He was pretty good. And in the pinstripes for the Orlando Magic. If I'm an Orlando Magic season ticket holder, and the press release comes out that they hired Anthony Hardaway, I'm re-signing.
Correct.
I'm like, how many years?
Correct.
Like, can I have these tickets for five more years?
Like, this is what I don't understand, Jacoby, about somebody else running the show versus if you and I are running the show. Because how many, I'll say this right now. I'm going to say this right now.
Yes.
How many times next season are we going to have an Orlando Magic topic on our show?
In the A block, zero. Zero. Zero.
How many times would we do it if they had Penny Hardaway standing on the sideline?
A few times.
So like, I by the way, I know that he's happy at Memphis. Yeah. And I know he's 10 toes down that, you know, if he left, you know, coaching in college, that he would love to, you know, coach the Grizzlies. That's like me in Detroit. I get it. You know, I'm a Detroit kid, went to Michigan. I want to be a part owner of the Pistons. But if Orlando going to let me be part owner, then I'll do that too. You see what I'm saying?
Also, if you're Anthony Hardaway, remember the James Wiseman thing last year?
I do.
Played a couple games. The NCAA gets involved. He can't play anymore. They don't have those problems when you're in the league.
Great point.
You don't have those problems when you're in the league.
And you know what else?
He recruited the best player in college basketball, and then he didn't even get to coach him.
You know what other problem he ain't going to have to worry about? The guy on his team with the small shorts. You know, he can get away from that, too.
I forgot about him.
But in all honesty, the Orlando Magic should get their brass on a plane, fly to Memphis, and court Penny Hardaway, and find a way to not leave unless he's on the plane with you. How about this? There was once upon a time that the Carolina Panthers wooed Matt Rhule.
From Baylor. Baylor wasn't exactly in a great spot as a program.
Come on, man. How much money Matt Rhule get?
$10 million a year.
Okay. $70 million.
I wouldn't even know how to spend $70 million. How many houses could I buy?
Well, really, it ain't 70, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But that, if I had to do the musical chairs for the jobs, that's pretty much where I would go.
What about your guy, Willie Green? You didn't put him anywhere.
I split the baby with Darvin Ham, the Pelicans, and the Bucks. So he could be in the mix for the other gig. Because I'm telling you, Jalen Rose is telling you, me and you had this talk about Monty Williams. He's doing a great job.
You only get this on the podcast.
Correct. And I got another one for you under the radar that I be looking for. I'm like, okay, I might, if I get a gig or something, I'll hire like Ime Udoka.
Yeah.
I've been talking about him for a couple of years. Like, I'm watching him too. And so there are a couple of guys, Willie, Ime, I got my eyes on, that Poo Allen, is going to be a good one too. He played at Penn. I played with him actually in Indiana. I sure did. So those are like young upstart candidates that you're going to start seeing over the next. Everybody that I mentioned today, I probably mentioned 10 people.
Yeah.
Over the next 3 to 5 years, all of them will have jobs.
You get it here first on the podcast exclusive at Jalen and Jacoby. And one of the things we love about the podcast exclusive weekend edition is we get to hear from you more. Voicemails. Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us voicemails and we will play them on the show just like this.
What up, Uncle Jalen? I'm Uncle Jacoby. This is Kenny from the A, calling with a follow-up about the entanglement video. So I just wanted to give you guys some context. So since this has happened in 2020, we decided we're going to wipe the slate clean. And we've never been this happy in our relationship as we currently are, even dating back to before the entanglement. She cheated on me with an ex, so it wasn't somebody new as much as it was somebody familiar. And we just moved across the country after planning to do this for months. Now, if I'm supposed to end the relationship, I'm not sure how to navigate with all of those things also being true. Any advice you can give would help. Thank you for taking my call. Keep getting them checks. Shout out to Reg. Shout out to the whole team. Bye. Have a nice day.
Kenny, I love you, my brother. Peace up. A-Town down.
We're here for you, Kenny.
And, you know, when we speak from the heart. And we appreciate you bringing us into your quandary about your entanglement and how you should handle it.
He didn't have to call one of the most popular podcasts and express himself in this way and say things that he's not proud of into the phone for us to play. And that's why I appreciate you, Kenny. That's why we're here for you.
I want to make sure I say this loud and clear. This is like one of my recipes for success. I don't give away this secret sauce very often. This is like a DJ you trying to reach into the crates. They ain't going to tell you what songs they playing. Or a chef. They're like, what's in that sauce? Like, oh, get out of here.
Secret recipe.
I'm about to give you a secret recipe, Kenny. Pride goes before the fall. You got to humble yourself. And just because she or he got caught, that don't mean that it wasn't happening and they didn't get caught. So in theory, it could have been happening and you didn't even know.
Jalen, I'm going to say something shocking. Say something that I would never say if my wife listened to the podcast. Blessing in disguise, Kenny. Oh, your significant other had an entanglement? You know about it? Don't break up. You use that. That's currency. You basically have a free pass, Kenneth. What is the frequency, Kenneth? You have a free pass right now. You can do whatever you want.
Jacoby, hit the brakes, Rich. Hit the brakes, Rich.
Blessing in disguise.
There was a Utah Jazz player whose wife and he came out and talked about him getting a pass. I forget who that was. He was a player from overseas. Oh, Andre Kirilenko, AK-47. Thank you, Davidson. I don't know if you remember that, Jacoby.
Do not.
And John Stockton. Johnny, Jay. Jalen Rose is not one of the all-time great NBA players.
All-time great NBA players.
But you know what we're doing at our Leadership Academy? We're getting people vaccinated. If you're not going to get vaccinated, that's your choice. But don't be anti. That's different. That's vastly different. And so I had to make sure I acknowledged that. Jacoby, what you're saying about Kenny's situation and your outlook on it and what he's saying is vastly different. That's why I was going to put him on the couch. He don't get a pass, dog.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. When she says, when they say, wipe the slate clean in 2020, his pass is over. That was the chance to do that. Here's what I'll tell you, Kenny. Live happily ever after. If she makes you happy and you guys are living your best life, let me repeat. She probably cheated on you before and you just didn't know it.
Yeah, you got a video of this one.
So if you feel like you want to be with her anyway and she wants to be with you anyway, don't care about what your friends say. Don't care about what your family say. Because guess what's going to happen at your wedding? I don't care who it is. There's going to be some people sitting there watching y'all going down the aisle and trying to figure how long y'all going to be together.
Probably happens at every wedding.
Right? And no time is long enough. I saw Mello. I saw Lala after 11 years.
And some entanglements.
Should it be 111 years? Should it be 21 years? They had 16 great years together. Relationships do expire.
Not mine.
Well, that's because Joey run you.
She does.
Exactly.
I'm happy with it.
Correct.
And Kenny, you should be happy regardless.
And Kenny, Jacoby can relate because, and I say this with respect, your lady runs you too.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
I'm cool with it.
I heard the term, right? Happy wife, happy life.
My kids know. Who's the boss? They're like, mommy's the boss.
Rest in peace, Jeannie Cassandra Rose. I lost her on February 2nd. I walk through her house now, Jacoby, and I go open up the refrigerator. I can't lie. Like, the other day, I could have sworn that she was getting on me about throwing some stuff away in the refrigerator. Like, I was bugging. Like, for real, I had to go... Like, for real, dog, I had to go sit down for, like, an hour the other day. I got in the pool. It was cold. It was the water was cold and everything. I just needed it like a cold tub. Like, I literally was, like, cleaning some stuff out of the refrigerator. And I'm one of, like, I'm like you. Like, I don't like leftovers, so.
I don't like stuff, old stuff. I'm never going to use again. I don't need stuff.
My mom is the opposite. My mom will go to a restaurant, eat, and order something to go.
I've seen you do that many times.
That's who I got it from. Right?
It's really weird when a server comes over with the check and you're like, I'll take a steak with a baked potato salad. Like, you just ate, dog.
Correct. And so I understand how the strength and the power of a woman should and is consuming. They deserve it. They run the earth. What did James Brown say? This is a man's world.
But it's nothing.
But it would be nothing.
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 What I want, man. Live your best life, Kenny. But unlike Jacoby, you don't get a pass.
You get a pass, Kenny. Don't worry.
You don't get a pass.
You
but
get
here,
a pass, Kenny.
But here's what you get.
You get a pass, Kenny.
I'm going to tell you what you get.
You get a pass.
I'm going to tell you what you get.
You get a pass.
No, no.
You got a pass.
I'm going to tell you what you get.
You got a free pass.
No, you don't.
Get that jail free card.
No, you don't.
You got it.
I'm going to tell you what you get.
Listen to Uncle Jacoby.
I'm going
to
tell you what you get. You get physical rights to everything you seen her do in the video.
I don't even know what that means, and I don't want to know what that means. I don't want to know what that means. Next voicemail, next voicemail, next voicemail.
Everything
next voicemail.
You saw her do with him?
Next voicemail.
She can do with you.
Next voicemail. Quick.
Jalen, Jacoby, this is Mike from California. Shout out Red. Shout out Mama Rose for creating the greatest name ever. Shout out to the JRA Academy, because we are contributors. My son's name is Jalen as well. He is 5. I have a question. Cultural original. Taking your shoes off to wear slides in the car before you get into the spot. Like, I don't drive with my shoes on. So any Jordans, any Steppers, Tom Fords, or anything like that, I don't ride with them in the car. I pop them out only when I get out to my location. 1. 2, about the NBA playoffs. Please take us behind the curtain with this older guard, younger guard play that they have right now. The tandems like Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and the guards, Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley. The influence of the older guards over the younger guards, which is helping these guys play phenomenally. I love the pod. Jacoby right now, my youngest son, Jalen, is currently listening to KRS-One. And he loves loves De La Soul. What are you currently listening to? Love the pod. Y'all keep giving the people what they want. Keep getting them checks. And shout out to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy because we are contributors. It's easy to do Operation Graduation. Thank y'all. Keep doing what you do.
Favorite caller of all time.
He's probably just had my job, dog. I know, you know what I mean? Like, when you're in the league and you're playing at Phoenix, you're like, you know what? I probably don't deserve 30 minutes a game. That's how I feel right now with Mike. Mike should probably have my job. Mike, you want to come take my job? Go ahead. I'll find another gig.
Shout to Mike from Cali. We love you. Shout to Jalen, his son, and to the teacher, KRS-One. We end this show paying homage to KRS-One every episode.
How has he not been on the show yet?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.
One thing I need to say to Mike. A lot of people don't know this. I created a show about sneakers hosted by Bobito Garcia called It's the Shoes.
Legend.
My man Kevin Wilds and I produced that. John Hawk was also involved. I'm a sneakerhead. I love sneakers. I only wear kind of Chucks. You know, I don't like, but I got a bunch of boxes in the closet. And I want to say this. Mike, my guy, you've taken it to another level. It is definitely cultural. The idea that putting your foot on the gas pedal might put a crease in your J's has you switching shoes before you get in the car? That is another level. That is cultural. White people don't care that much. That is cultural.
David Jacoby. I've been really fortunate. And again, Mike, I appreciate the support of JRLA. Thank you for the op-grad shout.
JRLADetroit.com. You can help out too.
Appreciate you being a contributor. Thank you for the condolences for my mom. Thank you for naming your son Jalen. I was just talking to Jacoby about this recently and like the last maybe 12 to 18 months of my life have forced me to do a lot more critical thinking. Like, I'm getting closer to 50. You know, when you have a will and like four people in your will aren't here anymore in like a blink of an eye, like life comes at you fast. How about this? You got 15 kids, Jacoby. The process of coming up with the baby's name is a community thing.
Is it? This we is talked not, about this. Yeah. We talked about this off wax. It's not a quick snap decision.
It's not a shotgun decision.
No.
This is, when somebody names their kid Jalen, that's not like taking a shot at the bar. Like, that's been thought about for months on months on months on
everybody
months.
Everybody listening to this has a name, but they were very close to being named something else.
Correct.
Everybody listening.
Correct. Correct. And then you got to talk about it with her, talk about it with him, talk about it with the siblings, talk about it with the family, talk about it with the friends, talk about it with the coworkers.
Yep.
Like, everybody chimes in as a village to decide what our prize is going to be named. And when human beings name that child Jalen, that's more rings than Bill Russell in my life. That's more championship rings, more diamonds than in that's infinite. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could go buy a championship ring right now on eBay if I really want one. You see what I'm saying? And now let me get to the old new guard. Conley hasn't really been able to play, but he will take pressure off of Donovan Mitchell. But between the ears, having Chris Paul, having Mike Conley is a calming influence, especially Chris Paul. And that's why I appreciate the first thing he did was he set the expectation. No, we ain't just trying to make the playoffs. We're trying to win the championship, number one. Number two, I got somebody on the phone who want to talk to you. Who is it? It's Jay-Z. Oh, okay, boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to put you in contact with greatness. And that's what we're striving for. So definitely having Chris Paul around has truly elevated the Suns, truly elevated Devin Booker. And lastly, De La Soul, potholes in my lawn.
Can I say something controversial that you're not going to be happy with?
I already know what you're going to say.
Was never a big De La guy. Was never a big Tribe Called Quest guy. Either.
Really? What about Native Tongues?
Nah.
No Jungle Brothers?
Mm-mm.
Whoa!
Just telling the truth, man.
Whoa!
I know people don't like to hear it, but I'm just telling the truth. It's my opinion, dog. I don't like tomatoes either. You like tomatoes? Sure. I just don't. Just never been a big tribe guy.
It's okay.
What do you want me to say?
It's okay.
We.
Hold on. That was a different group. First, you started with De La.
I know.
And you ended with Tribe.
I know. It's been an unpopular opinion.
Okay, got it. You might as well go ahead and throw your Tupac take in there, too.
No, I'm going to leave that one. We got to talk about something next week. Quick programming notice. We will not be on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. We are preempted, but we will be back Thursday next week. Why is that, Chillin' Rose?
We're not
in
done.
The words of KRS-One.
We're not done. We are not done.